Good afternoon, brothers and sisters from around the world. Welcome to yet another inspiring afternoon session with me, Chandu Vijay, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam. You're now listening to Love to Love, where we take on some everyday topics of spiritual significance and see how it is relevant to our journey of spiritual growth. And today's topic is rather interesting. It is reacting versus responding to situations that we encounter every day. So is it different when we react from when we respond? Does it create a ripple effect? How does what we choose to do now affect what happens next? So these are some of the questions that you have to keep in mind during the show. And as we keep these questions in mind and explore the topic of discussion today, stay tuned. Okay, so let's start off with something simple. Let's begin by defining reaction and responding. When we react, it means that we are responding to an external stimulus. It is something we do instantaneously without thinking twice about the repercussions of what might happen next. It is like, you know, when you put your hand into a fire, we retract it immediately without any second thought. While responding happens when we decide to weigh the options first, then we make a choice on how we would choose to answer a certain question. Now, this can be in the form of words or actions. Responding, in other words, is a choice we can make if you want to do it. And today, we are going to be looking at some situations, not extreme situations, but the usual situations one may encounter in day-to-day life, and see what will happen if you react or respond to it. Anthony Robbins, or Tony Robbins as he is better known, he's an internationally famous life coach, speaker and author. He strongly believes that it is in your moments of decisions that your destiny is shaped. I think it is a very profound statement. I'm going to repeat it again. It is in your moments of decisions that your destiny is shaped. This statement is so true. And this is why we have been told that we should never make decisions when you're angry and never make a promise when you're happy. Why? Because both anger and happiness are emotions, and most of the decisions made emotionally will make us regret sometime later. So, setting the stage for our discussion, let us ask ourselves, what do we do? Do we respond or do we react to situations in life? Okay, for example, now let us do a thought experiment here. For example, now if you are sitting in a restaurant and the waiter, by mistake, tips over a cup of coffee on your dress, what would you do? Well, dear listeners, the key to today's discussion is to be very truthful and open to accepting our own selves without judgment. And so if you have answered that, yes, I would have yelled at the waiter, well, don't worry, because you are not alone. Majority of the people would do the same, because this is a typical example of people reacting rather than responding to a situation. Now, just because the majority of them does it doesn't mean it is the right thing to do. Do you agree? So now the question is, how can we change this reaction to something that is not going to hurt other people around us? Well, dear listeners, stay tuned, because we're going to be continuing this discussion after this musical break.
Shaam teri bansi, saai teri bansi, pukare पुकारे राधा नाम, लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम। शाम तेरी बंसी कन्हैया तेरी बंसी, शाम तेरी बंसी पुकारे राधा नाम, लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम। लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम। सांवरे की बंसी, सांवरे की बंसी को बजने से काम। राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम, राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम। बटकी छैया किसका नहीं है कहो विष्णु कन्हैया। जमुना के लहरे लहरे लहरे, जमुना की लहरे बंसी बटकी छैया किसका नहीं है कहो कृष्ण कन्हैया। शाम का दीवाना वो शाम का दीवाना, शाम का दीवाना तो सारा ब्रज धाम। लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम, लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम। सांवरे की बंसी, सांवरे की बंसी, सांवरे को बजने से काम। राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम, राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम। किसको बुलाए जिसके मन भावे वो उसी के गुण गाए। कौन जाने बांसुरिया किसको बुलाए जिसके मन भावे वो उसी के गुण गाए। कौन नहीं बंसी, कौन नहीं बंसी, कौन नहीं बंसी की धुन का गुलाम। राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम, राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम। शाम तेरी बंसी, साईं तेरी बंसी, साईं तेरी बंसी पुकारे राधा नाम। लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम, लोग करे मीरा को यूं बदनाम। राधा का भी शाम वो तो मीरा का भी शाम।
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स। सो वी मेनली रिएक्ट ऑन इम्पल्स, लाइक ऑन द फर्स्ट फीलिंग और इमोशंस दैट वी गेट इन अ सिचुएशन। रेस्पॉन्डिंग ऑन द अदर हैंड, इट टेक्स सम टाइम, यू नो, इट थिंक्स, इट प्लान्स, इट लुक्स एट द बेस्ट पॉसिबल ऑप्शन फॉर अ सस्टेन्ड इफेक्ट। लेट अस लुक एट सम एग्जाम्पल्स एंड मे बी डू अ रोल प्ले नाउ। ओके, सो लेट्स गेट स्टार्टेड विद अ रोल प्ले। नाउ इमेजिन दैट you are a primary school teacher and you teach a class full of inquisitive, naughty 8-year-old students. So it takes a lot of effort to get your students to sit down and listen to you in class, and even more effort to make sure that they don't run off during the class. And today you're feeling tired and exhausted from a long day of lessons. And you begin a class on learning to be patient with your students. However, there is one boy who is not listening. No matter what you say to him, he disturbs the other children in the class and distracts them from the lesson. Now, you feel yourself losing your own patience and your temper now is rising. What would you do? Would you raise your voice and shout at the child, telling him that he's distracting everyone, and then would you send him to a corner in the class, or would you make him stand up on the bench? Or would you even use a cane to make sure he learns his lesson? Or would you calm yourself down first and then take the child aside and ask him quietly as to why he was misbehaving before taking any firm actions to punish him? Now remember, dear listeners, we have to be completely honest with ourselves here. Because often a time we are driven by our own emotions and feelings. If you had instantly raised your voice and shouted, that would be reacting to the situation. And the child would get hurt emotionally and physically if you raise a cane against him. And then probably that would lead him becoming more withdrawn than usual. But if you had decided to take the child aside and talk to him personally, that would be responding. Now here, you would be able to understand as to why he was behaving that way. Maybe because he didn't understand the lesson. Maybe he naturally is a hyperactive child who can't sit still. Or it may also be that he could have been hungry or sleepy himself, as with most of the children. Sometimes, when they behave out of context, it is simply a cry for attention. So can you now see the difference here between reacting and responding? How we choose to address a situation not only makes a difference to our lives, but also of people around us. And the same applies to all other situations that we face in our life.
दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है, दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है, दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है, दिल नादान सब देख, दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है, आखिर इस दर्द की दवा क्या है, दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है, आखिर इस दर्द की दवा क्या है, दिल नादान sar mar re sada sar mar re pa madava pa mar re sa دل نادان ہم ہے مشتاق اور بیزار ہم ہے مشتاق اور بیزار ہم ہے مشتاق ہم ہم ہے ہم 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 ہے مشتاق اور بیزار یا الہی یا الہی یہ ماجرا کیا ہے یا الہی یہ ماجرا کیا ہے دل ناداں تجھے ہوا کیا ہے آخر اس درد کی دوا کیا ہے دل ناداں تجھے ہوا کیا ہے دل ناداں ہم بھی مومن ہم بھی مومن زبان رکھتے ہیں زبان رکھتے ہیں زبان رکھتے ہیں زبان ہم بھی منہ میں زبان رکھتے ہیں ہم بھی منہ میں ہم بھی منہ میں زبان رکھتے ہیں کاش پوچھو کہ مدعا کیا ہے کاش پوچھو کہ مدعا کیا ہے دل ناداں تجھے ہوا کیا ہے آخر اس درد کی دوا کیا ہے دل ناداں
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Love to Love, and today we are talking about reacting versus responding and how choosing to respond over reacting can have a major impact in our lives. So now, taking the show forward, what are some other kinds of situations that we may find ourselves in which causes us to react? You know, earlier we discussed about the situation of a teacher and a student, where the teacher most of the time chooses to react rather than to respond when a child misbehaves. Now the same can be applied to parents and children. Very often parents react based on their feelings and emotions as opposed to waiting and trying to understand what the child is trying to communicate through his behavior. Now if we choose to stop and then take a deep breath and try to respond instead of reacting immediately, we may be able to approach the issue very differently. Now, if we analyze this reaction, we find there are few reasons as to why people would choose to react than to respond. And one of the most common reason we see in most of these cases is anger. Now, anger is the most common reason as to why a teacher or a parent would react in a harsh way to their child or a student. And another reason why people could react than respond could be jealousy. Now, what about jealousy? You know, we may feel envious of someone who is doing much better than us in studies or at work or even in relationships. Jealousy or envy can cause a person to react drastically. Some people may try to cause harm to the other person of whom this person is jealous of, or in the process, or otherwise can also cause harm to oneself in the process. And not just jealousy, in fact, all the six vices that Swami speaks about, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya, each of these can make us react and not respond. And if we react in these situations, we are definitely destined to face the consequences. So as I was talking about before, the root cause of majority of these reactions that we see, it is because of one fundamental emotion of anger. So why do we get angry with situations and people? Is it because we feel someone is wrong or someone is something or someone is not right? Or is it because we feel that we deserve better than this? Well, actually, the root cause of anger is simply attachment. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna addresses this issue in the following sloka, sloka 2nd chapter, sloka 62. The meaning of the sloka is, dwelling the mind on sense objects develops attachments. Attachment leads to desire, and desire breeds anger. And then Lord Krishna continues to explain in the next sloka, from anger arises delusion, delusion promotes confusion of the mind, confusion generates loss of reason, and finally, loss of reason leads to complete ruin. So if you see the hierarchy, it starts with attachment, leading to desire, desire leading to anger, anger leading to delusion, delusion leading to confusion, and confusion leading to loss of reason, and finally, loss of reason leading to complete ruin of that person. Lord Krishna says again, he attains peace who conquering desires lives without the feeling I or mine. So now, how can we manage this issue of attachment? Here is Professor G. Venkatraman. He had discussed this very beautifully in his series Musings on the Gita. So let's listen to a short clip where Professor G. Venkatraman is talking about attachment as to what Lord Krishna and Swami had said. Here is Professor G. Venkatraman speaking on attachment.
It is important to spend some time digesting the above observations of the Lord. Let me start with attachment. Attachment is a feeling entirely connected with this world. We get attached to things we like and to people we like. Among other things, Arjuna was attached to his grandfather, his guru, and his relatives. One might argue that this is but natural. Yes, in a purely world sense, attachment is perfectly natural and is to be expected. However, attachment has its dangers. In particular, it can cloud one's judgment. Let me give some examples of how attachment can and does cloud judgment. Take the case of the blind king Dhritarashtra. He was so attached to his sons that he invariably overlooked their faults. That was then, and it happens to be so even now. How frequently we hear of political leaders who are blind to the faults of their family members who exploit the position of the leader concerned. Consider next a surgeon whose child is very sick and has to be operated. Medical ethics require that the surgeon should not perform the operation. Why? Because his attachment may make him lose his cool, as a result of which he could make serious mistakes. In the judicial world, a judge cannot preside when one of his relatives appears before the court in a case, especially a criminal one. Similarly, a teacher cannot set a question paper for a public examination for which his son or close relative is appearing. This would be a case of conflict of interest. What I am trying to say is that prevailing social norms and customs already admit the fact that attachment can cloud judgments. That is what the Lord pointed out thousands of years ago, and in a larger as well as a deeper context. The point is simple. Attachment springs from body consciousness and leads to wrong conclusions and decision making. In general, attachment arises from giving importance to the transient while ignoring the permanent. Thus far, I have considered the immediate consequences of attachment. In the Gita, Krishna takes us much further. He reminds us that attachment can plunge one into disaster. That precisely is what happened in the case of the Kauravas. You will recall that the Kauravas were greedy and jealous. That clouded their judgment and prevented them from seeing the difference between the transient and the permanent. Net result, one, they did everything possible to dispossess the Pandavas. Two, that in turn led to the war. Three, finally they all perished because the end and the means were both wrong. As I said earlier, since we are all worldly creatures, attachment is to some extent inevitable. However, we must at least try to keep it to a minimum and at crucial moments keep it at bay, so that our judgment can be clear. In short, we must learn to be calm.
Sangeeta hai Bhakti Swarupa Sangeeta hai Prem Swarupa भक्ति की जीवन भर जिसने साई की शक्ति से चल गई सृष्टि से चली गई सृष्टि से साई गीता है भक्ति स्वरूपा साई गीता है प्रेम स्वरूपा बचपन बीता साई के संग साई के संग के माँ बेटी सा रिश्ता उनका रहती नहीं अकेली खोज ही लेती वो साई को नई नई युक्ति से चल गई सृष्टि से चल गई सृष्टि से संगीता है भक्ति स्वरूपा संगीता है प्रेम स्वरूपा शबरी जैसा भक्ति भाव था हनुमान सी ब्रह्मचारी
शबरी जैसा भक्ति भाव था, हनुमान सी ब्रह्मचारिणी, प्रेम की अंतर ज्योति में, ज्ञानवान वो आज्ञाकारी, साई के हाथों से विभूति खाई सदा तृप्ति से, चली गई सृष्टि से, चली गई सृष्टि से, संगीता है भक्ति स्वरूपा, संगीता है साई 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 साई, दवा थे उनकी प्रेरणा आदर्श बनी वो, साई के भक्तों की हृदय बसी वो सत्य साई के, अपनी इस मुक्ति से हृदय बसी वो सत्य साई के, अपनी मुक्ति से चल गई सृष्टि से, चल गई सृष्टि से, साई गीता है भक्ति स्वरूपा, साई गीता है प्रेम स्वरूपा, भक्ति की जीवन भर जिसने साई की शक्ति से चल गई सृष्टि से, चल गई सृष्टि से।
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Love to Love, and we are talking about reacting versus responding. Now, just before the last song, we heard Professor G. Venkatraman speak about attachment and how being attached to someone or something can cloud our judgment. He also said very clearly that attachment springs from body consciousness or Dehabhimanam and leads often to wrong conclusions and bad decisions. So till now, we have established one fact, that our identification with the body or the small I, the ego, is what leads to attachment. Attachment causes desire, and this in turn causes us to react when situations do not go the way we expect them to. So now, obviously, the question is, how can we detach ourselves from too much identification with the body? How can we understand and connect to our higher self, the big I? Now, here is a very simple logical method that Swami has shared with us. In a discourse in 1964, Swami said, "A millionaire pays income tax with tears in his eyes, while a headmaster joyfully gives up the furniture and laboratory appliances of the school when he is transferred to another place. Why? Because the headmaster knows and believes that he is only the caretaker and is not the owner. They are not attached to these articles, for they know that these belong to the government. So to every one of you must feel that your family, your house, your fields, your car, they are all Lord's property. You are just a trustee and must be ready to give them up without murmur at a moment's notice. Sacrifice does not mean that you should not attach value to things. You must indeed care for everything. But remember that all of them are transient and the joy they give is very trivial and temporary. Know their real worth and do not overestimate them and develop attachment to them." So dear listeners, first, there should be understanding that nothing is permanent. everything in this world is transient and temporary. And secondly, we must understand that we too, as Swami had said time and again, are nothing else but divine beings having a human experience. And to connect to the God Self is the ultimate goal in this game of life. And finally, we should also understand that everything happens just the way it should. Every experience we have, good or bad, is simply a way for us to progress in our spiritual lives. So we should try to emulate and act just as God does. A simple way to try is to ask, what would Swami have done? Would he react out of emotion or would he respond? Well, the answer is obviously he would not react. God always responds and never reacts.
कैसे जियूं मैं यूं तेरे बिन तू जो नहीं तो तेरे बिन मेरा जी न लगे कैसे जियूं मैं यूं तेरे बिन तू जो नहीं तो तेरे बिन मेरा जी न लगे कैसे जियूं मैं यूं तेरे बिन तू जो नहीं तो तेरे बिन मेरा जी न लगे कैसे जियूं ये भूल कैसे करूं मैं भूल जाऊं तुझको ये भूल कैसे करूं मैं भूल जाऊं तुझको मैं खो भी जाऊं कहीं तो तू ढूंढ ले मुझको तेरा मेरा मेरा तेरा रिश्ता बना सबसे जुदा कैसे जियूं मैं यूं तेरे बिन तू जो नहीं तो तेरे बिन मेरा जी न लगे कैसे जियूं मैं जीवन आकाश मेले चिरलोभ ललिके नि प्रेमा ना जीवन आकाश मेले चिरलोभ ललिके नि प्रेमा कलवैन विडी पानी देनुले नी पैन माकुन प्रेमा तेरा मेरा मेरा तेरा रिश्ता बना कैसे जुदा कैसे जियूं मैं यूं तेरे बिन कैसे जियूं मैं यूं तेरे बिन तू जो नहीं तो तेरे बिन मेरा जी न लगे कैसे जियूं कैसे जियूं कैसे जियूं.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So till now, we were talking about situations when we react, and we're mainly talking about reaction induced by negative emotions like anger or jealousy, desire, etc. Now, how about times when we are happy and then we react? You know, we seldom think about this end of the spectrum. Some of the examples could be making promises when you're too happy and you can't keep them later, because it is very easy to say yes to everything when you're very happy, but then later we realize that, oh, that wasn't exactly feasible. So here is where we should always consciously stop ourselves from promising anything before we are absolutely sure of it. Make that choice to respond even when you are very happy. So now, how do we move from reacting to responding? We now know that the only way to progress is to focus on the higher self, because reaction happens when we have too much of identification with the body. So, a simple way is to remember everything is God. The waiter who spilled coffee on you is God. The student in the class who is not listening is God. The boss who is constantly on your case, he is also God. Everything and anything is God. Being aware of this fact will help us stop ourselves from reacting and turn to responding instead. Now, how do we achieve this? You know, it's easier said than done. How do we understand that everything is God? One clear and sure way to achieve this is through meditation. We can always remind ourselves of our true divine nature through such silent sittings and guided meditations. One such meditation that we can emulate is a guided meditation by Dr. Srikant Sola, a cardiologist who works at Swami's hospital in Whitefield. So here is a simple meditation to energize ourselves with God's light and love through constantly being in God's presence. Because if you are always in God's presence, obviously we will not give in to reacting because of emotions. So why not we try this meditation together? So if you're doing something right now, let us all pause for a while. Unless, of course, you're driving, because then you'd be in pause forever. So, dear listeners, here is a short guided meditation by Dr. Srikant Sola. So let us all participate wholeheartedly as he guides us as to how to be in God's presence every moment of our life.
This first technique is we're going to imagine Swami standing before us. Okay, we are going to feel like we're in Puttaparthi. We're in Swami's personal quarters, in the interview room, wherever you imagine, and we're going to feel Swami standing before us. And what I'd like you to do, if it's not Swami, it can be any other form. If you can't see Swami, then feel Swami. If you can't feel him, then hear him. If you can't do any of those things, then just imagine that you are in God's presence here. Let's go ahead and begin. Go ahead and keep your back straight. Breathe in very, very deeply 3 times. Breathe in divine light. Feel your body supercharged with divine energy. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. You have nothing to do right now but to be with God. And God has just come up and he is standing before you. This first technique is to see Swami standing before you. If your mind starts to wander, then Swami wanders away. As long as your focus is on Swami, he stays before you. Begin by saying the divine name slowly, with full force, with your entire being. Let it reverberate so that every syllable is given to the God before you. As you chant each name, see the form before you. See the feet, the robe, the breeze blowing Swami's hair. See his smile that lights up the entire universe. His eyes looking at you with so much love, your heart simply melts. Chant the name slowly, savoring each and every syllable. Thank you. Allow yourself to melt into that name. Allow yourself to melt into that form and become one with that form. Feel your heart bursting with His love, His light. He's giving you so much. Your whole being feels as if it could just explode in the love that He's giving you. Stay alert. Closer to Swami now. Repeat the name with greater and greater force. Call on Him with greater and greater strength. Keep your body still. Let the entire emotion come from your heart. Thanks, Swami, for this opportunity. And then slowly come back.
घर घर तेरा पूजन होता, हर घर तेरा पूजन होता
तूने सच्ची राग दिखाई यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई अमृत सबका पाए राह जो राही भटका तेरी विभूति अमृत सबका पाए राह जो राही भटका
मिट गई जो भी थी शंकाएं
मिट गई जो भी थी शंकाएं
तूने ऐसी सीख सिखाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई मेरा साई है परमेश्वर
नाम अनेको एक है ईश्वर मेरा साई है परमेश्वर
चमत्कार भी परोपकार भी
चमत्कार भी परोपकार भी
तूने पीड़ा सबकी मिटाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
कैसी लीला तूने रचाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, Swami is the perfect example of how responding can result in incredible feats compared to reacting to a situation. Bhagwan responds to each and every need, and from such situations, much goodness has emerged. Now, more than 2 decades ago, Bhagwan promised a miracle in a public discourse. Long back, Mother Ishwaramba had asked Swami for a small clinic to ensure the people of Puttaparthi could receive medical care. Swami went on to build a general hospital and later built the Sri Sathya Sai Super Speciality Hospital in just under a year. It was indeed a historical moment when Swami announced that a super speciality hospital will be built right here in Puttaparthi and that this hospital will be free for all who need it. Let us now relive that moment. Here is the audio clip from Swami's discourse announcing the hospital.
ఏ విద్యాలయం నిర్మించినా ఏ విద్యాలయం నిర్మించినా వ్యాపారం 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 కానీ ఉచితంగా బీదలను చూచి కరుణించేటువంటి వ్యక్తి కనిపించటం లేదు కనుక పల్లెలు ఎందే ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన యొక్క శక్తిని అభివృద్ధి పరచాలని చెప్పిన సంకల్పించుకొని 100 కోట్ల వ్యయం చేత మన ప్రశాంతి నియమందు ఒక విధమైన వైద్యాలయం స్థాపించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాము
ఈ
ఈ గుండె జబ్బు వస్తే కొన్ని లక్షలు వ్యయం చేసి అమెరికాకు వెళుతున్నారు. వారిని చూసేటువంటి వారెవరు? పట్టణానికి వెళితే కలర్ నీళ్లైనా వాళ్ళ ముఖాలు కొట్టరు. అలాంటి దురవస్థను గుర్తించే మనము ఇక్కడ ఒక పెద్ద వైద్యాలయాన్ని నిర్మించాము. బైపాస్ సర్జరీ కానీ లేక కిడ్నీ మార్చడం కానీ లంగ్స్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయడం కానీ బ్రెయిన్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయడం కానీ అన్ని ఉచితంగానే. ప్రారంభోత్సవం కూడాను అప్పుడే నిర్ణయించుకున్నాం. 91 నవంబర్ 22 ఇది ప్రారంభోత్సవం చేస్తాం.
So that was indeed a very historic moment. And Swami's response to a simple request did not just stop at building a hospital. As we understand now, responding looks at both the sides of a coin. It weighs options, looks for sustainable action. Continuing from here, many were inspired to do the same. So Swami did not just build a hospital. He made sure it was indeed free and it ran. And even now, it is running without any problems. It is indeed a miracle to see the hospital running. And then came about the Satisai Water Project. It then came about the annual Gram Seva that is conducted by the students of the Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Learning. And then there is a mobile hospital project. Well, many of you would have heard about how the Gram Seva project came into being, and also many speeches by Swami's students and staff in Sai Kulwant Hall. In the speeches, they have spoken about the Gram Seva and how it is conducted and how it is such a blessing for the people of these villages where it is done. But something many of you may not be aware is that there is a group led by Sri Ajit Popat from the United Kingdom who were blessed by Swami personally to be a part of this noble service rendered by Swami's students and staff of the Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Learning. So they come every year during the annual Gram Seva. In fact, right now they are here in Puttaparthi because the Gram Seva is going to start in a few days. And Swami has blessed them to participate in the Gram Seva with the students. So I'm going to now play a conversation with Sri Ajit Popat and few of this UK group where they are talking about their experiences with the Sri Satisai Grama Seva project. This interview was recorded in 2006. And here is Professor G. Venkatraman in conversation with Sri Ajit Popat and his group.
What was the aspect of our seva, at least our Gram Seva, that impressed you most? Anybody?
For me, I'm a doctor. Many of my colleagues and friends ask me, you know, you do service as a doctor, that's your full-time job as such. Mm. But the thing with this service is, one, you know there's no material reward for it. You're doing it because for your own, for one's own satisfaction. I derive joy out of this, and that's why I come.
That's true. That is the one aspect of it. But is there anything about the way it is organized, the way it is done, and so on, that caught your attention, that impressed you? Because, you know, you come from a very different culture altogether.
Mm. See, if I may
even
say...
Even your accent is very British, so I want to know.
Yeah, if I may say, whereas in the United Kingdom, Brother Deepak mentioned that there really is a great charitable attitude. People are always willing to give. But to put one's hand in one's pocket and give financially is very easy to do. To actually get involved and with the seva activity itself is something which draws us to this particular activity. And also, we were mingling with people, and we wouldn't know if they were a professor of the university here, of Swami's Institute, or the students. And, you know, quite often we would be working hand in hand with people who, it turns out, are very prominent and hold very prominent positions. And that is something very novel. I mean, you don't see that in the United Kingdom. The financial contributions are there, but to actually get involved is the only way one can see how Swami's love is touching people's hearts.
Yeah, I think I must bring in Mr. Popat at this point, because otherwise he's going to get very mad at me. But I'll give you an opening, a nice opening, because he used the word love. Apparently many years ago, Mother Teresa went to America, and there was a function in New York and so on and so forth. Some American got up and said, "Mother, you are wasting your time here. This is a rich country, you know. We don't need you. You are needed back in Calcutta, where there's a lot of poverty. That's where you should be. Okay, come here and have a nice break, but really you're not needed here." She said, Mr. Smith or whatever his name was, you are completely wrong. There is greater poverty here than in India. He said, what do you mean? Haven't you seen the big skyscrapers and the nightclubs and the neon signs? She said, Mister, there is a poverty of love. There is no dearth of love in India. Here there is a dearth of love, and that is a greater poverty. Now I have given you a nice opening, Pupat Sahib. Boliye.
Sir, what impresses me most is that, like in any army operation, there is command and control and the operations are carried out. Whereas here, Swami students are carrying out the entire Gram Seva on the basis of the principle of Swami's love and devotion. And my personal observation is that what impresses me most is that it is done with simplicity, humility, nobility, sincerity, honesty, loyalty, integrity, intensity, persistency, consistency and equanimity without any publicity. And that impresses me most.
That's a mouthful.
And as Bhagwan says, that love has got no reward and no award of its own. Love itself is its own award and the reward. So when we go to the people in Gram Seva and when we offer Bhagwan's prasadam, the joy that emanates on the faces of the receiver is less than what it is on the face of the students who is the giver. Because they are actually there not to teach or preach the love principle, but to reach the heart. And that actually motivates me, that here is something where it is not the theory, but it is translated. If you allow me, sir, I remember 4 years ago when I was sitting in the Varanda, Bhagwan came and asked me that, Puppet, do you want to see God in action? Do you want to see love in action? And I said, yes, Swami. He said, then go with the boys and do Gram Seva. So that answers everything, sir.
So now let's listen to another great and noble project initiated by Swami, which is not spoken about much, at least in my opinion, but it is creating such great impact in the lives of villagers around Puttaparthi. And here is Mr. Hari Shankar from the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust Medical Division in conversation with Radio Sai's Raghu, talking to us about the modern facilities available in the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital Project.
Yeah, see, as you were mentioning, this mobile hospital, they have a mobile clinic, a bus that you were talking about. So Swami inaugurated this bus on 17th November 2005. So I was actually lucky to be there as the closest photographer at hand. So because it wasn't really known when Swami would be coming. The bus was parked near the Purnachandra Auditorium and a ramp had been built for Swami to enter the bus. So we had about half a minute's notice, and so it was on that day, 17th November 2005, Swami went through the entire bus. He blessed all the equipment.
So on the occasion of Swami's 80th birthday.
Yes, that was just before, during that week of celebrations, 80th birthday celebrations.
And immediately the service started?
No, the Swami's will was that the hospital service actually commenced on Yugadi day in 2006. Mm-hmm. So that is 30th. And so the service was actually inaugurated on that day. So that's when it started going out to the villages in and around.
Okay, so then tell us more about this bus. What is there inside this bus?
Right, it's called the Siemens Sanjeevan Mobile Clinic. So it is actually a vehicle that is made available by Siemens.
Siemens company.
The Siemens company, yeah. That's right. So they actually manufactured a mobile clinic which is outfitted with many medical equipment, diagnostic equipment. So this is one such bus. And it was purchased in 2005 at a cost of around 65 lakhs. The bus cost with the equipment was about 65 lakhs.
Okay.
So it's a 15 feet long bus, quite roomy. It has to be because it houses a lot of equipment inside. Yep. So there is, as you enter the bus, the first section you find is the lab section. So you've got the hematology analyzer. So this throws out, this is a blood test. So it throws up all the, you know, your hemoglobin and white blood cells count, red blood cells count, platelet count. So these kind of tests are performed by the hematology analyzer. And then you got the auto analyzer for biochemistry investigation. So like urine samples, your creatinine and all such reports are thrown up by this analyzer. So moving from the lab section, so there is the other section which is the imaging. So you got an X-ray, mobile X-ray over there. Mm. Then there's a facility for performing ultrasound scans.
Okay.
Now, one more thing about the X-ray. There is this instant developer. So you can develop the X-ray on the spot and the film can be handed over within 2 minutes to the patient who is screened.
Mm.
So this is a very complete diagnostic support. It's not just dispensing medicines, not just a pharmacy or a mobile pharmacy. There is a lot of diagnostic back-end support. So there is also an ECG that is housed in the mobile clinic. And then there is an EEG equipment.
That is for cardiac patients, right?
Yeah, ECG is for detecting if, you know, they have had any history of a heart attack, any heart ailment. So that shows up on the ECG. And apart from this, outside the bus, there is various other equipment that is taken to the medical camp. So we've got for ophthalmology, we've got, as I mentioned, the autorefractometer, tonometer. Then we've got an ENT telescope we recently purchased for about 2 lakhs. So that gives a lot of, confidence to the doctors. So when they're actually checking out, say, the larynx is something that you can't really normally see with an eye. So this is a telescope you can insert inside, so they can really check out for themselves, you know, what are the complaints they've got, what sores or something.
This will be used by ENT doctors, right?
By the ENT specialist, yeah. That's right. Then, as I mentioned, EEG equipment for epilepsy and other neurological disorders. They got audiometers. This is for, especially for children, to check, like, what, whether they need any ear implants, you know, cochlear implants. Then we've also got 2 dental chairs. So the dentistry division makes use of these 2 dental chairs.
So think about it, dear listeners. All these facilities goes to the people of the villages. It's like doctors coming to your doorstep and treating you. That too, completely free of cost. And for the people of these villages, it is the most revolutionary thing to have happened in healthcare. So dear listeners, if you want to know more about this amazing initiative, please go to our website at www.radiosci.org and search for Mobile Hospital in the search box at the top right corner. There is a wonderful and a very comprehensive story on the Mobile Hospital project.
सुख के सब साथी दुख में न कोई सुख के सब साथी दुख में न मेरे राम तेरा नाम एक साचा दो जाना को सुख के सब साथ दुख में न को कुछ तेरा ना कुछ मेरा ना कुछ तेरा ना कुछ मेरा ये जग जोगी वाला मेरा फिर काहे को सारी उमरिया हो या रंग सभी का अंत एक सा होई सुख दे सब साथे दुख में न कोई मेरे राम तेरा नाम एक साजा
जाना जीवन आनी जानी छाया जीवन आनी जानी छाया झूठी माया झूठी काया फिर काहे को सारी उमरिया को सारी उमरिया पाप की गठरी ढोई सुख के सब साथ दुख में ना को की तू माटी भागे बाहर की तू माटी भागे मन के भीतर क्यों ना झांके उछले तन पर मान किया उछले तन पर मान किया और मन की मैल ना ढोई सुख दे सब साथ दुख में ना कोई मेरे राम तेरा नाम एक साचा जाना को सुख के सब साथ दुख में ना को
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Love to Love, and today we are talking about reacting versus responding. So after so much of discussion, we have learned that responding works much better than reacting. Now, this will help with many situations, even extreme ones such as depression, major family issues, financial issues and others, if only we choose to make a conscious choice to respond rather than to react, we can indeed create a much better future. But now you may ask, what about the children? I mean, they are the next generation. How can we teach them to respond rather than to react? A fun way to do this through games or through storytelling. In fact, Swami has a beautiful collection of Chinna Kathas that can help children understand much of life's challenges. So here is a simple and fun story that we can all learn from. A Chinna Katha from Swami called Solving Problems of Life with Ease. So here is a story. Once wealth and poverty approached a merchant and introduced themselves as goddesses. The merchant offered his salutations to both of them and said, "May I know what brings you to my humble abode?" The goddess of wealth said, "We want you to judge and tell us who is more beautiful between the two of us." Now the merchant was in a fix. He knew that he was now in between the devil and the deep sea, as they say. If he were to declare wealth as the winner, obviously poverty would curse him. And if he declared poverty as the winner, wealth will surely forsake him. Now, but very soon, he regained his composure. He thought for a while and then he said, "I have great respect for both of you. Would you please act according to my instructions? Only then I can make a proper judgment." The goddesses agreed, and he then said, "Mother Wealth, would you please go to the entrance of my house and walk into the house? Mother Poverty, would you please walk from here towards the gate of my house? I can then have a good look at both of you from near and from far." So the two goddesses walked as the merchant had wished, and after seeing them walk, the merchant happily declared, "Mother Wealth, you appear very beautiful when you enter the house. And Mother Poverty, you look very beautiful when you leave the house." So the merchant had very beautifully circumvented the predicament that had befallen him, and in doing so, he had not hurt the goddess's sentiments. The goddesses were immensely pleased. They appreciated the wit and wisdom of the merchant. And so while the goddess of wealth happily stayed in his house, the goddess of poverty cheerfully walked away. So dear listeners, when a serious problem confronts you, if you look within and think calmly, surely a ray of hope and light will beam forth and show us the way.
పరులను వేదను పతిత పావున పరులను వేదను పతిత పావున పరులను వేద కవి వరద నివ కరి వరద పరులను వేదను పతిత పావను పరులను వేదను పతిత పావను పరులను వేద అమర వరని రూనా మాతిశయ వేజీవ అమర వరని రూనా మాతిశయ వేజీవ నమో సేయుం నరుషి త్యాగ రాజవినుత పరులను దను పతిత పావను పరులను వేదను పతిత పావను పరులను వేద
Welcome back, dear listeners. We have been talking about reacting versus responding to situations in our lives over the past 1.5 hour or so. We have learned that reacting to situations usually end up making things worse for us, and we can never get out of the situation very easily, while responding is a preferred approach which takes into consideration all aspects of the situation. And Bhagwan sets the best example for us through his various responses to millions of devotees. So our takeaway message today is quite straightforward. It is Socrates who said, "Before you speak, ask yourself 3 questions. Is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it true?" So we must make it a point to ask ourselves these three questions before you speak, or even before we act. Ask yourself, is this a kind act? Is it necessary that I act? Or is it based on truth? You know, Sri Ramana Maharshi sparked off the inquiry of the self through the question, "Who am I?" This question will help us to always remember to respond and not react from a very physical level. Instead, responding from the atmic consciousness level will pave the way for a better and brighter future. So remember, dear listeners, be watchful at all times and observe the self as it plays this game of life. Watch, as Swami says, watch your words, watch your actions, watch your thoughts, watch your character, and watch your heart. Ensure every external action is in tune with the internal divine nature. So till we meet next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Coming up next at 3:30 p.m. is the live Telugu segment, Sri Satyasai Divya Sandesh Jhari, hosted by Brother Sai Prasad. Till then, enjoy the music.
मुहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मुहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मुहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, हाँ मुहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, हाँ मुहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, रंगीले तू तो साहेब मोरा महबूब आई, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, रंगीले तू तो साहेब मोरा महबूब आई, मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे, मोहे अपने ही ni gari madani mani da madaba ma ba ma ba ma gari ba ma gari ma gari gari samoya apne hi rang mein rang de mohe apne hi ni da ba ma da ba ma ba ma gari samoya apne hi mere gamadani sagari saneri dastani da ba ma da ba ma ba ma ba ma gari da apne hi rang mein rang de mohe apne rang mein rang de hamri chunariya pe ki pagadiya dono basanti rang de rang de hamri chunariya pe ki pagadiya dono basanti rang de 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 rangile tu to saheb mora mehboob ilahi mohe apne hi rang mein rang de mohe apne hi rang mein rang de mohe apne hi rang mein rang de apne hi rang mein aa
अपने ही रंग में रंग अपने ही रंग में रंग दे rang de rang de rang 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 de rang de rang 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 de rang de rang 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 de rang de rang 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 jo tu जो तू मांगे रंग की रंगाई मुरा जो बन गिरवी रख ले जो तू मांगे रंग की रंगाई मुरा जो बन गिरवी रख ले निजामुद्दीन है पीर है मोरे प्रेम प्रीत का संग दे संग दे संग दे रंगीले तू तो साहेब मोरा महबूबे हिराई मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे मोहे अपने ही रंग में रंग दे मोहे रंग दे रंग 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 मोरा जवान गिरवी रख दे rang de 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 rang de